great-grandfather was a gay young blade, and great-grandmother was his bride. They found a lot, a perfect little spot, over on the old north side. It sloped down to the river, from River Avenue. Great-grandma said that it would give her such a lovely view. So they took a look in Godey's lady's book to see what they could find. And they found a house, a jolly little house, with a queen in front and a Mary Ann behind. Now great-grandfather was a handy man who never wasted any time. He found a crew that knew just what to do with white pine, common brick and lime. He said, we'll build a big veranda where Amanda can perch, and I'll sit there myself on Sunday morning when everybody else has gone to church. The neighbors said, he's crazy in the head, he's surely lost his mind. But he built that house, that jolly little house, with a queen in front and a Mary Ann behind. Great-grandpa at last was laid to rest, and great-grandmother at his side. Old Aunt Amanda said, my land, a vacant house I can't abide. I'll start a ladies' seminary, it will be very select. Of course it will be very necessary that all my girls be circumspect. As you may guess, it was a big success. The girls were so refined. In that self-same house, that jolly little house, with a queen in front and a Mary Ann behind. Well, Aunt Amanda's work at last was done, and she had gone to her reward. Appeared a sign that bore of a line announcing simply room and board. The old house soon was filled with rumors of every degree. Red flannel underwear and bloomers hung out for everyone to see. The old porch stoop had started in to droop. The house looked so resigned. That self-same house, that jolly little house, with a queen in front and a Mary Ann behind. Poor old house got to looking worse and worse, and so did River Avenue. And wooden shacks across the tracks spoiled great-grandma's lovely view. When several very pretty ladies moved in there one day, they were such charming Susan Sadies, but a wagon came and took them all away. One old dame said, isn't it a shame, my girls were so refined. But they closed that house, that jolly little house, with a queen in front and a Mary Ann behind.